thoughts on today's game?
I've just said to them in there, for as much as it's disappointing, sometimes when you come and play against a team like Celtic, we're very good today, but it's not to say we're here to accept it. For 20 minutes, we were lucky to be in the game. They were causing us bother, you know, full-backs and wide men not communicating properly was an issue for us. After 20-odd minutes, I've changed the shape to go to a diamond, and it got slightly better to try and give us a more of a threat up top, but the quality into the strikers wasn't great. And we never really looked like troubling them in the final third. Half-time, you know, we went over a couple of things tactically, and I thought the second half, the start of the second half, up until the second goal, at least we competed. We were competing and getting closer, which was what I've asked of them. At times we were a little bit exposed, but they were at least doing things that I'd asked for them to do at half-time, which was pleasing. In the end, I end up changing it for the last 10 minutes or so just to go a little bit more secure. We lost big Stuartie Morrison, try and go three in the back to sort of, you know, give us a wee bit more solidness there, and then try and get the wing-backs to push on. We're still having the two strikers, but we lose a sloppy third goal as well. So, you know, the positives from it is it lets them see where we're at. And was it showing Celtic too much respect? I don't know. I think it was more a case of communication and what it's like at this level. You know, there was a few of them that have just come in their first year, and they're not going to get everything in day one. But I think it's a good marker for them now that, you know, they can see sort of what levels it senior football is.
It's the first game in the reserve league for them, so they did have it a bit difficult with the players, as you said, the Celtic players down the wings, they weren't giving them.
Well, there's really the boy issues. Calvin Miller and Ralston, they've both played first team football at Celtic. They've played it for a reason, you know, to manage to do that at their ages. And you can see the boy Calvin Miller's, you know, I know him from when he was a young boy. He started as a striker, he's played wide left, and at left back, you know, he's got frightening pace, so he's not just going to cause boys like in our team problems, but it's not to say we accept it. And, you know, there's things there that you can try and help. You know, do we give them as much time on the ball? Do we get closer to them? Do we get people to double up? You know, so it's important that I can, you know, I'll feed them the boys information to try and help them in situations like that. And they're not going to pick it up. I keep saying they're not going to pick it up after one game. But I just think it's a great marker for us, because you can get carried away sometimes. And I want the young team to enjoy their football. I want them to come in and enjoy working in the environment, but the reality is, and I've just said it to them as well, is they're here to try and break into the first team. And today, if that was the case, you know, very few that would be putting question marks to the gaffer to try and get into his squad for the weekend. So, you know, reality calls, and onwards and upwards. And I'm not putting the responsibility on the players. It's great for me, because I've got to come up with some ways at training that help them in situations like that, and, you know, it's a challenge that I look forward to.
Good.